Hello, everybody. Long time no see, right? And welcome back, I guess we should say, to the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network. It's our weekly broadcast that brings you all the latest news in Arizona State University Sun Devil sports. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of ASU football, men's basketball, and baseball. With me, as always, Arizona State Vice President for University Athletics, Ray Anderson. The Anderson Healy Show is presented by our friends at MidFirst Bank. MidFirst Bank is the exclusive banking partner of Sun Devil Athletics and your exclusive home for the ASU debit card. Visit midfirst.com/ASU for all the details. Member FDIC. Our special guest on this week's show will be Arizona State head women's golf coach, Missy Farkay, whose Sun Devil team will be competing in the NCAA championships, the NCAA Women's Golf Championships, to be contested starting this Friday at Greyhawk Golf Club in Scottsdale. And Missy will give us a good preview of that event and her team as it heads into the event. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome in my co-host, Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson. How have you been, Ray? I've missed chatting with you for the last few weeks.
Yeah, likewise, Tim. Doing well. Every now and then I see you emceeing one of our commencement exercises or one of our other events, but I miss seeing you on the radio show.
Well, it's good to be back with you, and it's good to have a lot of good stuff to talk about. And let's dig in, starting with extending well-deserved congratulations to Pac-12 Coach of the Year Tricia Ford and the Arizona State softball team on winning the 2022 Pac-12 Championship, the third conference title in program history. The Sun Devils locked up the championship by taking 2 out of 3 in their regular season-ending series at Washington last weekend. They finished with a 39-9 overall record, 20-4 in Pac-12 conference play, one game ahead of preseason favorite UCLA. And Ray, the 20 Pac-12 wins set a new Arizona State single-season record in what clearly was a season for the record books for Tricia and her program.
Yes, Tim, and the whole program did a great job. But Trish Ford is a tenacious coach, a great trainer and developer of talent, and obviously a good recruiter and evaluator of talent. So this program has really taken strides. The 20 wins, a record for us when we got tied at 18. I says, oh, that's great. Then we had 19. Then we had 20. So that's one heck of a year, to be sure. And now we're getting ready for the postseason, as you alluded to. But the championship, I guess our first championship outright since 2008. That's a long time ago. And so we're all proud to be associated with this one in 2022 with Trish Ford and this great, great softball team, Tim.
And one little nugget to chew on, the other two times the Sun Devils won Pac-12 or Pac-10 or Pac-12 softball championships, 2008, 2011. Oh, by the way, Arizona State won the national championship in each of those 2 years. And the quest for a natty in 2022 will begin at Farrington Stadium, as Ray alluded to, because by winning the Pac-12 title, ASU receives the conference's automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. And not only are the Sun Devils in the tournament, they will be a top 8 national seed. They're the number 8 seed, to be exact, meaning they will host a regional at Farrington Stadium this weekend. And if they win that, they will also host a super regional. The regional at Farrington Stadium will include LSU, San Diego State, and Arizona State's first-round opponent, the Titans of Cal State Fullerton, as ASU and Fullerton will meet in the opening game of the regional on Friday evening, May 20th, a 7:30 first pitch at Farrington Stadium. And boy, there's no place quite like Farrington, Ray, during postseason time. It is electric out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we really invite our fans to try to get out there because we're in this regional, a tough regional, but we'll be ready to go at home. We assure you of that. Should be a lot of fun. And we'll have our fingers crossed that we can advance to the Super Regional, which means we'll be hosting yet again in a couple weekends. So that's our goals. And then you get by that, and now you've got a chance to go to Oklahoma City and vie for a national championship. So the next game is the one that matters most, and we'll look forward to that on Friday at 7:30 against Cal State Fullerton. Should be an exciting matchup, Tim.
It should indeed. And interestingly, even though ASU beat out UCLA for the Pac-12 championship and won their head-to-head series against the Bruins during the regular season, UCLA received a higher national seed than did Arizona State. The Bruins are the number 5 national seed, ASU number 8. One other Pac-12 team earned a national seed, Washington at 13. All told, Ray, 7 conference teams will participate in NCAA regionals besides ASU, UCLA, and Washington. Arizona, Oregon, Oregon State, and Stanford are all postseason bound, an indication of what a great softball league the Pac-12 truly is.
Yes, it's the leader in softball. I think that's very clear, 7 of our teams in. Who knows what goes to a committee's mind when you can seed UCLA 5 and us 3 down. But that's nothing you can control. There's nothing you can do about it except put it out there as something that people at least have looked at with some raised eyebrow, how they could do that. Nevertheless, we're hosting. We'll be at home on Friday night, kicking off at 7:30, and then we'll let the chips fall where they may after that. But yes, the Pac-12 softball conference is the most dominant in the nation, as reflected by all our teams that got in and our 3 or 4 that are ranked teams, Tim.
And as you would expect, win a conference championship and you'll reap the rewards, or in this case, reap the awards. In addition to Tricia Ford earning Pac-12 Coach of the Year honors for a second consecutive time, 8 of Tricia's players received all Pac-12 recognition in 2022, including Sydney Sanders, who was named the Pac-12 Freshman of the Year, the 4th Sun Devil so honored, and the 1st since pitcher Dallas Escobedo back in 2011. Sanders, one of 4 Sun Devils named first team All Pac-12. The others were Yanni Acuna, the conference's 4th leading hitter this year with a .420 batting average, pitcher Lindsay Lopez, who has posted a 1.56 ERA, and Alina Torres, the Pac-12 leader with 11 home runs in conference play, and then earning 2nd or 3rd team All Pac-12 recognition, pitchers Marissa Schold and Mac Morgan, and then outfielder Jasmine Hill and infielder Jasmine Rollin. 8 Sun Devils named All Pac-12.
Yeah, well, when you have 9 folks going on the field in any one half of an inning, and you got 8 of them making All Pac-12, I think that reflects what we're talking about in Coach Ford, a great talent evaluator, a great recruiter, and then a great developer and trainer of that talent. And so that's a lot of folks being recognized for the quality of their play, Tim. And it's a tribute to their efforts and certainly Coach Ford and our assistant coaches. They're doing a great job and just excited about the weekend coming up. But this is a softball program which under Trish Ford is really making the right strides that we all hope for, and she is delivering.
Again, it's going to be fun to watch softball's procession through the postseason, and it begins this Friday evening, May 20th, 7:30, game time, ASU hosting Cal State Fullerton in the opening round of the NCAA Tempe Regional. Softball, not the only Arizona State sports program bringing home a Pac-12 championship this past weekend. 2 Sun Devil track and field student-athletes were crowned conference champions at the Pac-12 Track and Field Championships held up in Eugene, Oregon. Thrower extraordinaire Yurinde Van Klinken won Pac-12 gold in both the women's shot put and the discus, while sprinter Jamar Marshall Jr. earned the Pac-12 championship in the 110-meter hurdles and won in an Arizona State program record time of 13.39 seconds. Ray, we extend our congratulations to Yurinde and Jamar. Yurinde was a guest on our show a couple of months ago, a delightful young lady, and as we said, an extraordinary thrower. And Jamar Marshall is quite a talent as well.
Yes, both Yurinde and Jamar, the two J's, the J and J's, are tremendous talents. And Yurinde has been doing it all year, as we know. And Jamar has just come on. Every time you look up, he's running better in that 110-meter hurdles. Is his race. So congratulations to both of them for really outstanding performances at the Pac-12. And now we're looking forward to them and other of our student athletes on the track and field team getting ready for the Nationals coming up here in Eugene, Oregon in a couple of weeks, Tim.
Several other Sun Devils earned silver or bronze at the Pac-12 Track and Field Championships last week. Among ASU's silver medalists or runner-up finishers, Ralford Mullings, the runner-up in the men's discus, Dayton Carlson, an inspiring performance to earn silver in the men's 800 meters, and the Sun Devil men's 4x100 relay team also earned silver as well, while bronze medals or third place finishes went to Dylan James in both the long and the triple jump, Shelby Moran in the women's hammer throw, and the Sun Devil men's 4x400 relay team. And boy, that better than anything, Ray, the catalog of all those gold, silver, and bronze finishes at the conference championships gives you an indication of the depth of talent that Dion Miller has brought into his track and field program.
Yes, to be sure. And then you got Coach Blue and Devani and Shannon. The four of those coaches have really done a nice job gathering together student athlete talent that now is having you think about past ASU track and field championships. And so very proud of what they're doing. Gold, silver, bronze, you just like those medals for sure. And we want to accumulate more and more and more of them, Tim. And it looks like under the leadership of Dion Miller, we got a chance to do that. So exciting around here to see track and field kind of being uplifted.
Indeed it is. Now, team-wise, the Sun Devil men finished fifth at the Pac-12 championships. The women finished eighth. The ASU men, by the way, finished ahead of their counterparts from the University of Arizona, thus earning the men's track and field point for Arizona State in the Territorial Cup competition, which now has concluded for the 2021-2022 academic year. And the good news is that Arizona State has again won the Territorial Cup competition against the U of A, as ASU Athletics finished with 12.5 points, Arizona with 8.5 points. In journalism school, Ray, they might have accused me for burying the lead, because this is a real big headline story that once again this year, ASU has won the Territorial Cup competition from the U of A.
Yes, and congratulations to all of our student athletes and coaches who made that possible. Congratulations to Sun Devil athletic administrators and supporters and fans and donors who, get out there and make it happen through a variety of means, most importantly through their financial support and their emotional and psychological uplifting support that our student athletes get. And yeah, we kind of did it to them again, Tim, those old folks from down south. And you can put that story anywhere you want. It's still going to be a gleaming headliner. Yes, we won the Territorial Cup yet again, and we're very proud here and trying not to be too boastful about it.
But a little bit, you know, right?
But just a tad.
There you go. Well, we talked a lot in this segment about Pac-12 championships for softball and track and field. This week, the Arizona State women's golf team will be competing for the program's ninth all-time national championship at the NCAA Women's Golf Championships at Greyhawk Golf Club in Scottsdale. And coming up, we'll get a preview of the NCAAs and a review of the 2022 Sun Devil women's golf season from their talented head coach and a Sun Devil great, Missy Farr Kay. But first, these messages. This is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be the exclusive banking partner of Arizona State University and offer the ASU Visa debit card. Show your Sun Devil pride with every purchase. It's the safest and most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. You can also manage your ASU Visa debit card with card controls available on the MidFirst mobile app. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/ASU for details. MidFirst Bank, member FDIC.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the SUVs of the future for everyone. Like Ford Escape, Edge, or Explorer. All named IIHS top safety picks with specific headlights. One of the many reasons why so many love Ford SUVs. Because the SUVs of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford SUVs. Drive one today.
The Pac-12 Conference is bringing the sounds of spring. as the best of baseball traditions meet at the first ever Pac-12 baseball tournament in Scottsdale, Arizona. Get your tickets now for 5 days of fun as Pac-12 teams pitch, hit, and slide their way to the championship title and NCAA tournament. The Pac-12 2022 baseball tournament, May 25th through 29th in Scottsdale, Arizona. Tickets are on sale now.
Your moment has arrived. Welcome to Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Bigger, bolder, and better with so much more to offer. Grab a cold drink and cool off in a cabana at our all-new resort pool. Or take a taste of the here and now with even more dining destinations to choose from, including our new rooftop restaurant and lounge, Prime, a Shula Steakhouse. It's time to own your moment. So you do you. I feel good.
We are back on the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network as we update you on all the latest news in Arizona State Sun Devil sports. Along with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils, and Ray and I are glad you're with us this week. With their second-place finish in last week's Stillwater Regional in Oklahoma, the Sun Devil women's golf team thereby earned the right to make the program's 37th all-time appearance in the NCAA Championships, which will be contested for the second straight year at Greyhawk Golf Club in Scottsdale beginning this Friday, May 20th. Joining us this week to talk about her 2022 Sun Devil team and the upcoming NCAA Championships is the woman now in her seventh season as the head coach at her alma mater. It is always a pleasure to welcome Missy Farkay to the show. So great to catch up with you, Missy. How have you been? Exciting times for your program right now, huh?
Yes, it's wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. It is it's a great time to talk about our Sun Devil golfers and how well it's going. It's an exciting time for us.
Before we talk golf, though, let's talk about you for a moment. How is your health? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. I'm just a little over a year out of chemotherapy from colon cancer, and my screens are great. Doctors are really happy, so I'm very very blessed and thankful, and that's awesome. So chemotherapy is a little bit of a different animal, and it takes a little while. So the big thing is just getting my energy back, but I haven't stopped for a minute in the past year, but it's probably taken me a little longer to get to where I wanted to go because I was not willing to take any time away from the team. But I'm doing really well, and I feel good, and I'm excited to go for this week.
Well, boy, that's great news, Missy. We're so happy to hear about that. Let's talk about your team now. You've come on strong this spring, playing some really good golf down the stretch, as evidenced by your strong showing in the Stillwater Regional last week. How do you feel about your team as you head into Greyhawk?
You know, I love how we've progressed this year, you know, and we didn't have our strongest fall, and we came back in January, and then we were fortunate enough to add Grace Summer Hayes to our lineup, and we've just been getting better every single week, and everyone in our lineup has shined in a different way every week and starting to build their confidence as we go week in and week out. And so I think that our best golf is still ahead of us. I said this all spring to them, we'll have a good week. And I'm like, the best is yet to come. We haven't gotten there yet. And so we really haven't had the closest we came to having everybody fire in all cylinders was during the Ping ASU. And that was a really good week for us. So I think that's where I'd love to see this group really show off a little bit and show what they can do, because they are quite capable.
Now, the course you played in Stillwater, Carston Creek Golf Club, is reputed to be a challenging course that demands a lot of mental toughness for golfers. How do you think the experience of having played the regional there will help prepare your team for playing at Greyhawk this coming week?
You know, a lot of people were surprised when I was so happy about that selection for us. Because it's kind of fondly known as the Beast. It's a very, very difficult, mentally challenging golf course for 54 holes. And so being a regional, you cannot let up. You just you've got to keep grinding. And everybody had high numbers. You know, I've very rarely, you know, had one of my players make a double or a triple, and like, hey, it's fine. It's not your first. It's not going to be your last. Somebody else behind you, a team ahead of us, is going to have the same thing. So you've got to just really learn how to stay in it and not and let it go, because you don't have time, because the next hole might be harder than the hole you just played. So you don't have the luxury of sitting there and thinking about why or how you just did that until you finish the round. So I like the fact that it was hot. It was very hot and very humid. And it was a grind for 3 days. It was a complete grind. And I think it really, I think it's a great preparation for us, in this, heading into this week, because that's, you know, we're heading into a, you know, 4 day stroke play to get into match play. And it's the same thing. You got to grind. So you can't ever let up. And so I think that it's really great for the younger ones to experience that, especially the two freshmen. And so I think it was a really good preparation for us.
Now, this will be the second of a 3-year run for the NCAA women's and men's golf championships at Greyhawk. Arizona State and Greyhawk got rave reviews for the job they did hosting last year. What's your sense of what year two will be like, Missy?
Well, I think we were kind of we were a little bit of the guinea pigs, being the first, you know, the women were the first tournament, and they've already even said that a couple things that I was a little concerned about, they fixed for the men the following week. So just simple things, but the staff at Greyhawk and the staff at Arizona State have been so dedicated to putting on a championship for everybody. And they've done a fantastic job. And I think that, I think it's just going to, the little touches, Greyhawk's great at that. And the little things that they do, and it just, you walk in, and I've said that to our incoming freshmen, you're going to feel like you're at a different place, because, you know, as we've obviously played Greyhawk all spring, you know, now you're going to feel like you're walking into a tour event. And so it just gives it that little bit of extra special feel, where you know you are about to play in a very special championship.
Let's talk about your team now, and start with Alexandra Forsterling. You call her Lexi. What a year she has had, huh? She's ranked third in the nation, just named a top 10 finalist for the Annika Award, also first team All Pac-12. I think she was a two-time golfer of the month in the Pac-12 for January and March. How would you summarize her season, and in what areas do you think she's shown the most growth this year?
You know, there's nothing about Lexi's play this year that surprises me. And that's because I felt all along that it was inside of her. She just had to really get to the space where she would allow herself to compete the way we knew that she could. And she's very hard on herself, although you can't find many, you know, elite athletes that aren't very hard on themselves, but you have to figure out how to do that. And, We were very fortunate to have John Rahm bring the U.S. Open trophy in the fall and to the bird here to practice and talk to both, sat down with both teams and gave us 2 hours. And he had just such great, great insight for them. And they were listening. And I'm looking at my girls, and the boys are there too. And I'm like, man, taking everything he has to say, because he's grown so much as a player. And, you know, John was a hothead. He's the first one that'll tell you he was a hothead. And you could see it in the first year out on tour, and slamming clubs and getting upset. And his game really didn't change until he got that under control. And for Lexi, she just would get so upset with herself when anything that she didn't accomplish in her mind properly, you know. And that was like, if you could just let that go and be a little kinder to yourself on the golf course and allow your talent to come through and your hard work to come through. And she did, and it's really been amazing. And, you know, she had the seniors, it's interesting because they really got their half of their college years were COVID. And right before COVID started, Lexi's father passed away unexpectedly, completely unexpectedly, collapsed back home in Germany. And, you know, it really was life altering for her. And, it took her off her center for a long time. And then COVID didn't help. And I think this year she started playing well last summer in Europe. And I saw some things. I was like, okay, that's awesome. I'm okay. She's you know, must be having a good summer. And she just came back and continued. And it's been really wonderful to watch that. She got to play at Augusta. She's qualified for the U.S. Open next week after the NCAAs. And just little by little, she's done, you know, so many great things, being on the Annika Award watch list. She's got picked to play the Palmer Cup in Switzerland, mm-hmm. For the international squad in early July. And so the good things are happening for her, and she's earned every bit of it, and it's been really exciting to watch. And she's finally, you know, has really grown as a human being. And again, no, you wouldn't wish that for anybody to go through that in their college years. And it's been really tough. But it's also making her who she is, and that resilience and her ability to pick herself up and move on and not get upset has really been wonderful to watch.
You know, Lexi is not the only one of your players who's going to participate in the Palmer Cup. Your outstanding freshman, Callan Rossold, has also been chosen, as has men's golfer James Liao. All three will be competing, representing Arizona State in the 2022 Palmer Cup competition. But talk about Callan for a moment. She's had one of the best freshman seasons in program history. She was named first team All Pac-12. Did you, Missy, think she would be as good now or as quickly as she has been this year?
I say she's exceeded what I thought she would accomplish this year. I've watched her. Her mom and I were teammates at ASU, won a national championship together. So it's a really pretty cool story. I've known her since she was born. And so never did I think that she would be good enough that she would want to play for ASU, or that this was on her radar. And then I could tell watching her that I was like, okay, this young lady's pretty serious. And she just had she has a competitive fire that I just love, because I think it's really hard to teach somebody to be competitive. And, you know, that weird word called motivation, you know, that I think it's really hard to change what somebody's inner fire is to a certain extent. And she didn't really have her best summer last summer. And I wasn't worried. And because I know that there's just some things that we can do when we get one of our young players as a freshman, and we just support them in a way that they don't get to have all that support, especially Americans as junior golfers. And so she works with our amazing volunteer coach, Matt Trimble, who's a PGA swing instructor here at Papago. And she's worked really well with him and with Debbie Cruz, our mental coach. And so we just kind of surrounded her without trying to overwhelm her. And she's got this, she's a ton of fun, and she laughs a lot. But man, you might want to step out of her way when she's in that mode and competing hard. And so it's awesome to see it come together for her. And she's really, I've had a few people say to me, you know, this year, the coaches, where did you find her? And I'm like, I'm not telling, but I knew that she had it in her. It's been wonderful to watch how quickly she's been like a sponge, which is great. She's been the epitome of being coachable, which is really a wonderful skill to have for any student athlete to have in college. So really take what your coaches are giving you and accept that and work on it and grow. And she's just really done a fabulous job.
Now, last year at this time, sophomore Ashley Menne made headlines for her fourth place finish at the 2021 NCAA Championships. And this year she earned honorable mention All Pac-12. What are you hoping for from Ashley this week?
You know, Ashley's grown a tremendous amount in her almost 2 years with us. And if anything, we're still, you know, she can be very serious on the golf course, and we're, you know, it's fun to watch her loosen up a little bit, and the freshmen especially get her laughing and, you know, singing songs in the van and getting her to you know, really just enjoy it. And so she's just really grown in her. She definitely has a leadership mentality to her without even really knowing that. And she didn't have a good fall. It was definitely an interesting change from, you know, how well she finished last year, finishing fourth at Greyhawk, and just struggled a little bit. And I think that it was like, oh gosh, all of a sudden now I have these expectations. And that's a four letter word in my book for, you know, for athletes, is to have expectations, because all that does is put pressure on you. And I think she started to put a lot of pressure on herself. And I was like, you have an entire team surrounding you. You just need to worry. You just need to, you know, we need to simplify it for you and hit fairways and greens, and everything else will take care of itself. But when you start thinking, oh, well, I did this freshman year and I did that, and I should be doing this, I should be doing that, and everybody expects me to do this. And it's like, none of that really matters. Getting her to really hone in on her goals. And it was so exciting to watch her play at Augusta National. And I think when she started ASU, she wasn't even sure what Augusta National Women's Amateur was. And it's in our lockers, one of our tenants to play that. And I think when she saw, you know, Olivia and Lynn Grant and other players before make that, I think she thought, oh, I think I want to be a part of that. But man, you got to have a very good world amateur golf ranking to make it into ANWA. And she worked really hard and earned her spot. And it was really exciting, super exciting to watch. So she's just really kind of getting in that zone. End of a sophomore year, feels comfortable. Nothing's new to her. And she's just a really steady player. She played very solid last week, which was great. So she's just in a really good, I think she's in a really good spot and really figuring out who she is and what she wants to accomplish on the golf course.
One of your program veterans, Alessandra Finale, also earned honorable mention all Pac-12, and she seems to be hitting her stride at just about the right time. How valuable is it to have a veteran like that in your lineup, a veteran with NCAA championship experience?
You know, Ale is completely integral to this team, and she's probably the closest to like a mom figure. You know, like all of a sudden I'll see her, you know, want to talk to me, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? And so, you know, if someone doesn't want to talk to me, then I'm like, why do they want to talk to you? I'm so easy to talk to, but it's just the way it goes. And so she'll be like, so-and-so has a question, and I'll like, just tell them in, I'll talk to them. It's all good. But, you know, Alessandra is another one that puts a lot of expectations on herself, and she's got a fantastic golf swing. She is amazingly talented, and she just, the thing about someone like Alessandra, about Allie, is that she's so smart. She's a rock star student athlete in WP Carey. She's, you know, born and bred Italian. So everything she does in school, she's translating just like Lexi. And she's almost too smart for her own good, because she just thinks too much. She goes ahead, she goes behind. You know, I want to do this, I want to do that. And so she's someone that we always work on. Let's just do today. Let's handle the day. Tomorrow will take care of itself. And getting her, when she does that, everything falls into place. And then, you know, and then she'll look at me like, I know what you're going to say. So I'm like, if you know what I'm going to say, then focus on it, you know, and simplify it. So she's a terrific human being and a wonderful golfer. And when she really takes ownership and of her emotional management on the golf course, then she can win any week.
You mentioned a little while ago one of your other freshmen, Grace Summerhays, who is the sister of ASU men's golfer and the Pac-12 men's golf freshman of the year, Preston Summerhays. Grace isn't your typical freshman, is she? She joined your program mid-year in January. How did her addition change the dynamic of your team, Missy?
You know, Grace is this spark that is just awesome. And we, you know, it's like you don't know what you need until you have it. And you're like, that's what we needed. We needed that, like, competitive, you know, player that's always, you know, let's go. And, you know, she is not shy. And she, for someone that's young and graduated a semester early to join us in January, she is a ton of fun. And watching, she and Preston are very different, because Preston's a little bit, Shire. What a great family, and just what two great. And they've got another. They've got their younger brother behind them a couple more years, so it'll be fun to watch watch his progress too. But Grace just has a little bit of fire inside of her, and she's grown up in a very unique environment, golf environment. Her dad is her swing coach. He's a very good coach. He's Tony Finau's swing coach on the PGA Tour, and he's been a swing coach ever since Tony's had success, and he works with several other tour players. And so Grace has grown up practicing with Preston and tour players, and they just treat her like one of the guys, and she, you know, they don't let her off the hook for anything. And so she's got this competitiveness that's a ton of fun to watch. And she goes after it. I mean, she fist pumped in practice yesterday. I started laughing because she made a putt and I, you know, might have beaten somebody on that hole or something. And I'm just started laughing because, I mean, that's Grace, you know. And so she's this little spitfire that we didn't know we needed, but she's awesome. And she is, again, fights to the finish every time. Give me a challenge. I'm gonna overcome it. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna beat it. And so there's, I don't have to, you know, try to encourage her and get her going. If anything, I gotta be like, hey, it's okay. Let's just make par here. Let's, you know, regionals. Like, you're okay. You're okay. Let's just, you know. And so we had a challenge on the 18th hole the last day. For a birdie on the break, and sure as anything, she made birdie, and she looks at me afterwards, and we just start laughing, and so, you know, we weren't really thinking about birdie, we just needed a par to get, to punch our ticket, so to speak. But that's a fun thing. She loves to be pushed and challenged, and that's a lot of fun to coach. And she is ready. And, I feel like Grace was born ready. So it's so much fun. I'm so glad she's only a freshman.
What a great addition she's been to your program for sure. And absolutely. I know you're focused on the here and now, this week's NCAA championships at Greyhawk, but you have to be excited as well, don't you, to peek into the future and see what lies ahead for your program, since you've signed the number one ranked recruiting class in the country. Tell us about some of the talent you have on the way to Tempe.
It's really exciting. It's a unique class, and Paula Schultz Hansen has been the top player in her class in Europe now for several years, played several junior Solheim Cups. I think every time I talk to her, I mean, she wanted to start this year. You know, she is ready and excited to come over. And then a little bit of a different grouping. We've got Beth Coulter from Northern Ireland and Patience Rhodes from England. So we can't do our fake English accents anymore. Patience is going to not think that's funny. She's going to kill us. And so this is a fun team, and we have a lot of fun. And so having these, again, I feel like there's three Spitfires coming next year. I mean, they're all like just, you know, bar the door. They're, you know, they are ready and they cannot wait. And so that's really exciting that, you know, these freshmen now will have this experience, and you know, it's going to be so funny when I'm going to have to say, you know, go ask Callan, because, you know, Callan was always lost the past year. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's really great to, you know, as a coach, want to, you know, enjoy our time now. And, you know, I don't even, can't even talk to seniors about being seniors, because, you know, our time is about to close. And so it's hard, you know, so we just want to enjoy every minute of it. And we don't even acknowledge that. Like, we're not even talking about that until we're done. So, because with us, you know, when our season's over, you know, the school year's over, everybody, you know, bugs out, so to speak. And so you're like, wait a minute. Are we done? We're done. So it's a little bit of an interesting dynamic the way our season goes.
Absolutely. What will be some of the keys, Missy, to have success at Greyhawk and bring home some hardware this week?
You know, I really believe strongly in one day at a time. And sometimes you have to break that down to, you know, one shot at a time, one hole at a time. But really, one day at a time, you know, we need to really stay in the present and focus on, you know, the conditions that day, what's the wind doing, if we're in the afternoon, manage the heat, what we need to do for that, making sure they were eating properly, sleeping properly, rested. And really, at the end of the day, it is certainly a marathon. It is not a sprint. And we want to have fun and enjoy it. And, you know, we are so blessed to get to do what we do and to get to this place, you know, in the season. And so just really trying to come from that space and talk to the girls that, yeah, it's okay to play your music loud. It's okay to, laugh. And they're always, you know, they were laughing on the last day to the golf course, driving in the vans or about a filter on Snapchat or something like that. And they were howling laughing. But that's what works for us. And so they need to have different things to distract them, because you spend a lot of time on the golf course. And if you think about it all day long, man, your brain is not going to be working really well after, you know, by the time you get to the 18th hole. So we really want to enjoy it with them and have a great time and compete hard. And that's really all I can ask for.
Boy, it's going to be exciting to watch starting this Friday, the NCAA Women's Golf Championships at Greyhawk, and then soon thereafter, the NCAA Men's Championships, also to be contested at Greyhawk. Missy, you're a good friend and an all-time great Sun Devil. All the best of luck to you and your team in the NCAA Championships, and thanks so much for dropping by and visiting with us this week.
Thank you so much, Tim. I greatly appreciate it, and I hope all the Sun Devils will come out and watch us and cheer us on this weekend. It'd be awesome.
Boy, it would be awesome indeed. Sun Devil Women's Golf Coach Missy Farkay has been our guest on the Anderson Healy Show. Ray will rejoin me in just a moment. But first, this time out, this is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. And just like you, all the great people at Santan Ford are so happy to hear this sweet little tune. And it goes something like this. Welcome back, ASU fans. It's time to get things started. Tim Hovick here reminding you this is the season for your new Santan Ford. Go Devils!
We are Santan Ford, proud partners of the Arizona State University Sun Devils.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
I'm a talking gopher, here to encourage you to buy insurance. Because you should always listen to the advice of spokes animals. After all, who knows more about protecting your home and car than an articulate gopher like me? So let's get down to it.
Spokes animal has been interrupted by AAA Insurance. With affordable auto and home insurance, plus America's most recommended roadside, AAA doesn't need talking gophers because we offer coverage confidence. Visit AAA.com for details and choose coverage confidence. AAA. Outsmart life.
Welcome back to the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network. Alongside of Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play broadcaster for Sun Devil Athletics, and we're glad you joined us. Though they dropped 2 out of 3 this past weekend to Pac-12 rival Oregon, the Sun Devil baseball team did manage over the course of the weekend to assure itself of a top 8 finish in the Pac-12 standings when the regular season ends after this coming weekend. And that means that ASU is guaranteed of being one of the 8 teams that will gather at Scottsdale Stadium next week and compete in the first ever Pac-12 postseason baseball tournament Wednesday through Sunday, May 25th through the 29th. It'll be a second season of sorts for Coach Willie Bloomquist's team when the Pac-12 tourney gets underway next week. It's going to be awfully fun, Ray, to see how the tourney unfolds, how it performs, and it's great to know that the home team, Arizona State, will be one of the 8 playing in Scottsdale starting Wednesday.
Yeah, it's very exciting, Tim. You know, we were supposed to start our first Pac-12 baseball championship last year, but we were wiped out from COVID, so this is the inaugural coming up. And so We were anxious about making sure that Arizona State, the host institution, would actually be participating in the tournament. And we accomplished that last weekend. And so proud of Willie and this team staying in there and assuring themselves of a spot no matter what happens up at Washington State. But the conference is really excited about the tournament. You know, we're the hosts. It's up there at the Giant Stadium in Scottsdale. I know the Pac-12 conference members are excited about hosting it because I was with them last week and then earlier this week. Everybody's jazzed up about this Pac-12 baseball tournament in Scottsdale, hosted by Arizona State, starting next week, the 25th, Tim. And we're looking forward to getting out there. And, oh, by the way, the winner gets an automatic bid to the postseason. And so you never know. We're still alive.
Absolutely.
You never know. So we're into a second season. And, you know, you never know. Maybe we'll get into a third if we surprise some people up there. It'll be fun. People ought to get out there. It's going to be a really good tournament and some real good baseball up here in this beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona area.
And we hope our fans do come out and support the Sun Devils just up the road in Scottsdale at the Pac-12 tournament this week. The Devils will head to the chilly Palouse region of southeastern Washington State as they take on the Washington State Cougars in the final regular season three-game series of the Pac-12 baseball season. Because of the tournament starting next week, all of this weekend's concluding Pac-12 baseball series have been shifted to a Thursday, Friday, Saturday format. So the Sun Devils will be in Pullman for games Thursday, May 19th, Friday the 20th, and Saturday the 21st, and my broadcast partner Max Rossiter and I will be traveling with the team, and we'll have all three games for you on the radio this coming weekend. The Thursday and Saturday games will air on KDUS 1060 AM, Thursday's airtime 6 p.m., Saturday's 11:45 a.m. The Friday ball game will start our airtime at 3:45 on Friday afternoon, and you can hear that one on KAZG 1440 a.m. This past weekend, Arizona State baseball honored one of its all-time greatest teams, the 1981 College World Series championship team, the team that won the most recent of Arizona State's five national championships in baseball. And what a team that was, coached by the late legendary Jim Brock. ASU went 55-13 that year, defeated Oklahoma State in the national title game. And Ray, it was so great this weekend to see so many of the players from that 1981 team return to Phoenix Municipal Stadium and take part in the festivities. We had a couple of pregame ceremonies, nice ones, this past Saturday evening.
Yeah, it was really nice, Tim. And me and Buffy were delighted to get out there and meet a lot of the players and their families, and then really get a chance also to pay tribute to Patsy Brock, Coach Brock's bride, and the first lady of Sun Devil Athletics, and certainly the queen bee of ASU baseball, as I term her sometime affectionately with Buffy. And it was a great gathering, including the team. And then the Bat Girls from that era, several of them came back to join their buddies. So it was a really nice gathering, and it seemed that everyone was really enjoying their camaraderie getting back together. And so thank you, Tim, for your emceeing and all of your astute and historical comments to the positive that gave us all who weren't here a little more insight into really what a great era and great time that was. So it was a lot of fun. And then we got the one victory that kind of made sure we're in the tournament going forward, which was nice.
Yeah, the team, the Sun Devils, won that Saturday night ball game. It was a good game, too, 6-4 in favor of Arizona State. And the guys put on a performance that I think the 81 alums would have been proud of. We mentioned earlier how softball coach Tricia Ford was named the Pac-12 Coach of the Year for 2022. Well, guess what? Two other Sun Devil spring sports head coaches also gained Pac-12 Coach of the Year honors in recent weeks. Tim McCormick was named the Pac-12 Women's Lacrosse Coach of the Year for the second consecutive year, making him one of only 15 head coaches in Sun Devil athletics history to win back-to-back Conference Coach of the Year awards. Among the others on that list, Ray, a veritable who's who of Sun Devil coaching greats, people like the aforementioned late Jim Brock, the Hall of Fame baseball coach at ASU, women's golf's Linda Volstead, gymnastics' John Spini, and track and field's Greg Kraft.
Yes, Tim McCormick has come in here and really done a very, very nice job with our lacrosse program. He's brought it to national relevance. We just fell out of going to postseason this year, a little disappointed in that. But Tim has done everything he possibly can to come in here and recruit and, again, train and develop at a high level. And so had a very strong year and recognized by his peers, which is nice, for 2 years in a row. So congratulations to Tim McCormick and our lacrosse team. And we're looking forward to bright things ahead for this program, Tim.
Meanwhile, longtime ASU women's tennis coach Sheila McInerney was named the 2022 Pac-12 Coach of the Year in her sport for the third time in her career after she led ASU to a 14-6 record in the regular season and the program's first ever trip to the Pac-12 Tournament Championship match, as well as a 34th consecutive trip to the NCAA tournament, where ASU advanced to round two of the Norman, Oklahoma regional and nearly took down second-ranked Oklahoma there in Norman. And just a tremendous year for Sheila, Ray, and so well-deserved with her being named Pac-12 Coach of the Year.
Yeah, Sheila is just really a stellar role model for excellence. And you may have mentioned she got her 550th win this year, had some big wins along the way against Cal, SC, to be sure, and then to get into our Pac-12 championship first time. It's a tough tennis racket market league here, and so she was there and then went down to Oklahoma and scared the badoozy out of Oklahoma, the number two seed. So had a great year and had just a lot of strong matches where they hung in there, Tim, which shows a lot of the character that Sheila has been able to instill in these young ladies and in the culture she has. 34 years in a row, that's not by accident. That's by design. And so we're very proud of Sheila and her Coach of the Year honor.
And by the way, that 34-year run of NCAA tournament bursts is an ongoing and continuing ASU athletics record. No other team in any other sport in Sun Devil athletics history has gone to postseason more consecutive years than Sheila McInerney's women's tennis team. Meanwhile, two ASU tennis players received all-conference recognition this past year. Women's tennis sophomore Julia Morlay earned 8 singles wins on court one this year, 6 of them against ranked opponents, and she earned all Pac-12 honors on the women's side, while Sun Devil men's tennis star Murphy Cassone was named the Pac-12 Freshman of the Year, as well as a first-team all-conference performer for Coach Matt Hill. Murphy was 15-5 in singles matches this year and beat 7 ranked opponents, Ray, including players who were ranked number 1, 2, 6, and 9 in the nation at the time Murphy played them.
Murphy's not afraid of anybody. I think he's pretty much established. You bring it, let's play. And he's on the way to the NCAA championships, as you say, and he'll compete there. And so he'll go in as a solo act for ASU, but don't be surprised to see him coming out with some recognition. He could win it all. He is that special. So I know Matt Hill is very proud of him. He's done a nice job helping him get better and better. So that'll be fun to watch him in this next week or two, Tim.
As Ray indicated, Murphy will compete in the NCAA Singles Championships that'll take place in Champaign, Illinois, hosted by the University of Illinois, May 23rd through the 28th. And by the way, the women's doubles tandem of 28th-ranked Dominika Turkovic and Patricia Spaka will also compete in Champaign in the doubles championships. Ray and I will return with some closing notes in just a moment. This is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Vibe check. A brunch spot with no line. Vibe. Impossibly fluffy pancakes.
vibe. Humble bragging about your weekend on a private jet? No vibe. A new mimosa hard seltzer? Big vibe. Vizzy Mimosa is a vibe. Celebrate responsibly. 2022 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, flavored beer.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
MidFirst Bank proudly offers both the ASU Visa debit card and the ASU Rewards credit card. Show your Sun Devil pride with every purchase and enjoy the convenience of card controls when you download the MidFirst Bank mobile app. With the app, you can manage all your cards and accounts in one place. Add your card to your mobile wallet to pay with your mobile or wearable device. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/ASU for details. MidFirst Bank, member FDIC.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the SUVs of the future for everyone. Like Ford Escape, Edge, or Explorer. All named IIHS top safety picks with specific headlights. One of the many reasons why so many love Ford SUVs. Because the SUVs of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford SUVs. Drive one today.
We welcome you back as we wind down this week's edition of the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of Sun Devil football, men's basketball, and baseball. With me, Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson. And Ray and I are happy you joined us this week. A couple of quick notes before we bid adieu for this week. Three Sun Devil water polo players recently earned postseason recognition from the Mountain Pacific Sports Federation, including freshman sensation and previous guest on the Anderson Healy Show, Vonda Boxa, who became Arizona State Water Polo's first ever player to earn one of the Mountain Pacific Sports Federation's major postseason awards when she was named the league's Newcomer of the Year for 2022. Vonda led the Mountain Pacific Sports Federation with her 73 goals, 49 assists, and 122 points. She was also named second team All-Conference this year, the only freshman to gain All-Conference recognition in the league this year. Well-deserved, Ray. In fact, when you look at Vonda's numbers, you kind of wonder why she didn't make first team All-Mountain Pacific Sports Federation, huh?
Yes, that is a very truthful and reasonable observation given her numbers. So they name her Newcomer of the Year. And the only freshman on the second team. Maybe there's just a bias toward upperclassmen, but Vonda was a tremendous addition to the entire conference and certainly a key addition for ASU water polo. And so we look forward to having her back and competing with us going forward. She's just an absolute joy to watch compete, Tim, a real star. Not in the making, a star now who will only get better going forward.
She is a star right now for sure. In addition to Vonda, two other Sun Devils gained honorable mention recognition from the Mountain Pacific Sports Federation in 2022. Center Amira Van Buren received the third all-conference recognition of her career. She ended up with 37 goals this year, while defender Lara Kissender earned her first, as she led the league with her 37 steals and 23 field blocks. Two other strong performers on water polo's team this year.
Yeah, Amira and Lark, very, very strong. And Amira, as you said, I think the third time she's been recognized at the all-conference level. So nice finish for the water polo student-athletes in terms of conference recognition. Feel good for them.
I'm sure most of our fans are aware that Petra Pardee took over in the late stages of the season as the interim head coach of the water polo program and did a good job steering them the rest of the way through the 2022 season. Ray, what's Petra's status moving forward?
Petra is in the running, to be sure, as a candidate for the head coach position. She has very strong support amongst our student athletes and administrators here internally. I am one who likes to promote from within whenever we can. So you can take those hints and kind of get a sense of where she might stand in the lineup. But that will be announced here, hopefully, in the very short term, Tim.
Finally this week, Sun Devil Gymnastics has added four new athletes to its roster for 2023, bringing to five the number of recruits who will join the program of Jay and Jess Santos next year. Among the newcomers, McLean Daigle from the Houston suburb of Katy, Texas. She won the all-around at the Texas State Championships. Eastern Canadian all-around champion Bella Cowan from Pickering, Ontario. Scottsdale product Kayla Lee, who was the floor exercise winner at the Arizona Level 6 through 10 state championships last year, and Caroline Lichtman from San Marino, California, who is a strong competitor on the beam. Those four, Ray, will join fall signee Kimmy Smith from Lake Forest, California, and should give the Sun Devils a tremendous influx of great talent moving forward.
Yeah, Jay and Jess certainly have recruited very well in this class coming in. We're very excited about to join a roster that's returning that is all of us who have been following gymnastics the last couple of years know is pretty good. You know, I think we were co-champions in the Pac-12, for instance, and showed well at the NCAA postseason. So excited about what's in front of us in gymnastics, Tim, to be sure.
And on that note, we'll drop the curtain on this week's edition of The Anderson Healy Show. We thank you so much for joining us. The Anderson Healy Show, presented by MidFirst Bank. MidFirst Bank is the exclusive banking partner of Sun Devil Athletics and your exclusive home for the ASU debit card. Visit midfirst.com/ASU for details. Member FDIC. Some thank yous before we leave. Thanks to our show producer, Arizona State Senior Associate Athletic Director Mark Brand. Thanks for the technical wizardry of Sean Crespin of the Sun Devil Radio Network, our engineer producer. And thanks to our terrific show scheduler, Kim Nelson of Sun Devil Athletics, for her help. Our next show will be in 2 weeks, the week after Memorial Day. And Ray and I hope you'll join us then. Ray, great to visit with you once again. We'll take another 1 week hiatus and then be back. And hopefully we'll be talking about a women's golf national championship. What do you say?
Wouldn't that be fabulous? There's a chance for all of that to happen, Tim. And so thank you. Good to be reconnected again. We'll see you in a couple weeks. And until then, as we say, go Devils.
Go Devils. Till next time, for Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy. We thank you for joining us on The Anderson Healy Show. So long, everybody.
Hi, everyone. And just like you, all the great people at Santan Ford are so happy to hear this sweet little tune. And it goes something like this. Welcome back, ASU fans. It's time to get things started. Tim Hovick here reminding you this is the season for your new Santan Ford. Go Devils!
We are Santan Ford, proud partners of the Arizona State University Sun Devils.
The Pac-12 Conference is bringing the sounds of spring. As the best of baseball traditions meet at the first ever Pac-12 baseball tournament in Scottsdale, Arizona. Get your tickets now for 5 days of fun as Pac-12 teams pitch, hit, and slide their way to the championship title and NCAA tournament. The Pac-12 2022 baseball tournament, May 25th through 29th in Scottsdale, Arizona. Tickets are on sale now.
Your moment has arrived. Welcome to Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Bigger, bolder, and better with so much more to offer. Grab a cold drink and cool off in a cabana at our all-new resort pool. Or take a taste of the here and now with even more dining destinations to choose from, including our new rooftop restaurant and lounge, Prime, a Shula Steakhouse. It's time to own your moment. So you do you. I feel good.
Vibe check. A brunch spot with no line. Vibe. Impossibly fluffy pancakes. Vibe. Humble bragging about your weekend on a private jet. No vibe. A new mimosa hard seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Mimosa is a vibe. Celebrate responsibly. 2022 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, flavored beer.